Headphones off. I don't need it. I don't need to concentrate on better. My voice right here.
And they better.
Oh, listen.
Call. They better get some insurance. I don't care if it's from me or anybody. Like, I just want to get some.
No, but listen, it's fine. They feeling the energy early on. Listen, I appreciate y'all listening. Like I say, every episode, whatever. You at work. You got your CDLs. You in the truck. Whatever you doing, yeah, man. I don't give a fuck if you on the back of the trash truck, but you getting money, you just getting it how you live. It ain't no shame. Everybody just trying to get to it. But if you listening while you doing any of that work shit, appreciate you. This like a special little pause for a moment episode for real, because I had a good conversation with a good friend. I'm like, damn, this gotta be. We gotta talk about this because I feel like our people. Need this. Not even our people shit. I'm one of them people. Who need it. You know what I mean? Just put myself out there for real. So it was just like listening. I learned a whole bunch. And I feel like more people need to know. I think it would have changed a lot of shit that's going on. Especially in our community. We got one of the, probably one of the deadliest cities. And even though it's not about death, she kind of lightened me to it being more definitely about life for real. So, but even with knowing that, you gotta have some type of saving, some type of money put up, some type, however you want to look at it, however it benefits you. I mean, I definitely want to have a spot to just talk about life insurance and just like, I think the only reason why, just transparency, the only reason why a lot of niggas like my age or a lot of people just don't have it because they either just ain't had the knowledge about it, or you feel me, because people spending that money daily. So it's just like they either didn't know, just didn't take the time, or somebody ain't take the time with them. Sometimes, you know, you need to hold a nigga hand for real. Y'all know y'all make us better when y'all got hold our hand for shit. Like, we need a girl or a lady to, like, really walk us through some shit sometimes. So, you feel me? I felt like I need to just get you, like, a little platform. You feel me? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Just to get that off, because
I appreciate it.
After this, I feel like a whole bunch of people, especially the benefits of it, I feel like a whole bunch of people, shit, they'll put that money in there if they know they can take that money out of there.
You can borrow.
All right, I'm done talking. I just want she can introduce herself. There's only a couple of us in here for right now, so it's good. Yeah. Y'all gonna be able to hear everything we gotta say for this amount of time. Yeah. But go ahead, introduce yourself and tell them what you do, whatever.
So my name is Chanel. My Instagram is Chanel Malloy. Okay. I am a licensed life insurance agent. I am also a PNC agent as well, which is property and casualty. So outside of life insurance, I also insure jewelry, homes, cars, business cars, restaurants, anything business-wise, clothing, anything you want insured. I do that as well outside of life. But the reason why I'm here today is to really hop on a topic about why life insurance is important and why the Black community really needs to hop on, you know, this trend. And this is like really build generational wealth off this. Because,
let's make it a trend.
Because we really need to build each other up. And it's sad that the Caucasian, can I say this?
Yeah. Girl, say what you
want. Caucasian, white, honky.
Caucasians. Caucasians, Asians, yeah, and Hispanics are hopping on, you know, the importance of life insurance and they building generational wealth. But the government, they're keeping it away from us. Because they know once we get hip to it, it's over. And that's why they don't give us the information. They don't give us the knowledge. They don't put people like me in the forefront to give y'all the knowledge, to help y'all. It's a lot of Asians out here that just want commission. But my purpose is to really help my community, help where I came from, help African Americans. That's really my purpose in this business. So I'm really here to, like, really educate y'all and to, like, help y'all and to really get y'all to know the importance of having life insurance.
All right. I mean, I guess we can just start at just the basics of the basis of it all, for real, which is like, other than the fact that we see people make GoFundMes all the time, you know, we come from a city that's treacherous, so people getting killed, normal, it's a normal thing. It shouldn't be, but that is what it is. And you will see somebody that was getting crazy money out, stunting, dragging, whatever you want to call it, buying up the bar, and then something come around and it's just like, yo, you need what? Your family need what? And you would have thought, like, it ain't no way. Yo had this put up. Yo, kitty had to be crazy and all that. And then it's just like, yo, y'all need help with the chicken. Y'all need all this stuff. Like, so it's, so the I guess the what I'm trying to ask is, like, how, it's so many questions. I want to ask, like, how do they get to, I guess, you or to a place where they can, who do they call? Like, because that's the number one problem, I think. It's just like, even though life insurance is out there, where the fuck do niggas go to get it? That's, oh, you can go ahead and buy them. But I'm just saying, like, that's a question on top of why we need it. But it's just like, yo, where do we go? Like, just the average person, think about the person that might not be working. Or just like a hustler doing whatever he's doing. Like, that could be anything. You'll just get it however he get it. Mm-hmm. I ain't saying that he outside. He just doing whatever he gotta do. If that person need life insurance, what's the step for him that don't have that 9 to 5 that is getting clocked? Like, what can he do?
So, what I'm gonna say is, it's a lot of commercials. People watch TV. It's a lot of commercials. And also, that's why I'm here.
Okay, so.
To let you guys know that, for one, I am a broker. So I am contracted with almost all the life insurance agencies, mm-hmm. where I can shop around for you and look for, you know, a better deal for you, what might fit your lifestyle and things like that. I would say, like, just researching and asking questions. If you don't ask, you're not going to know. If you have a job, they have, like, work insurance. They have life insurance. It's not the same. But even with that, you can ask, like, what company need with. Reach out to them. You can reach out to broker agencies. Just Google broker agencies. They contact everybody. You can also... social media.
So not even to cut you off, because mm-hmm. I'm still speaking for the person who just, like, they kind of oblivious. So they not even, more so the question is, why do I need it? So I'm gonna speak for the person who don't have it, who's just out here living, who is out here saving their $25 a month, however much it costs a month. And they just like, man, I ain't out here living cruddy. I ain't doing this. Like, I drive. I ain't never been in an accident. Just the people who just think like that, mm-hmm. they're saying, why do they need it?
Let me say this, sweetie. Life insurance today is not about dying.
Okay.
It's not about dying. Life insurance is an asset.
Okay.
It's an investment. When you take out loans, you go to the bank and things like that, read your paperwork. They ask you, do you have any other assets? And as you're reading, you're going to see, they're going to ask you, do you have life insurance? Because why? Life insurance is an asset. Life insurance is money. Life insurance is your money. Life insurance is free money. Life insurance is tax deferred money. The IRS can't touch it.
Yeah, now we're getting to something. So that's what I'm saying. That's a reason into why we need it. So when you talk about free money and you talk about this money that can't be touched and all that stuff, now it's like, yo, how do we get a piece of this money for the people who saying, like, well, yeah, I mean, I might have wanted life insurance, but I ain't get on Google. It's just like, where should a person start? Like, if he wanted to get it today, for the person that's listening, like, what's an easy start? And, I mean, this, it's like we hold in their hand, but it's just kind of like we got to, so, because people don't have it.
I would say easy start is most people have insurance other places, car insurance, things like that. I would reach out to whoever they have their car insurance through, or home insurance, or anything. Whatever insurance that they have, health insurance, I would reach out to them first to ask about that. But that's my main goal, is to really get it out here to the Black community. So they don't have to look around. They ain't got to shop around. other cultures not shopping around. Like, I have it easy out in D.C. in Hyattsville. Like, my main goal is to really, like, help our community. And I want them to reach out to me. And even if I can't help them, I want to point them in other directions.
Right. And, I mean, one of the things that kind of turned me on when we talking to it, talking about it, was the fact that I can't remember the number, but after a certain amount of years of you having life insurance, you can take money out. Or explain that about the benefits of, like, putting money aside and after a certain amount of time. Because that's what's going to be attractive to anybody like me. If I can put money up for 5, 10 years.
It's the asset. It's the asset. That's why they ask you that when you're taking out loans.
Pull it out here and there.
So what's explain the whole, I guess, the mechanics behind. If I get life insurance today, if I'm a 25-year-old, 30-year-old, 35-year-old.
Ooh, getting a lot of money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if the person is 25, mm-hmm. you that's prime time for them. They should get it, and they, by the time they 35.
Yeah, no, 30.
By the time, so if you, 30. All right, I'm going to give you a scenario. If a person right now listening, they 25, and they don't have no idea what life insurance is, they don't have it, they just living their life, they going to work, they doing whatever. You telling me they can go get life insurance, and by the time they're 30, how much could they take out?
They could. See, I would have to know what how much.
You would have to know that.
How much their policy is.
Give an example.
So about 20 to 30% of how much their policy is worth.
Okay, so example.
So if you have $100,000, 20 to 30% of that within 5 years.
Okay, I mean, you can't fight that. For the people that don't know the math, you tell them what that is.
So that's about almost 30K within 5 years, right, of you having your life insurance policy. And the that younger, is just with you being younger.
Right. The younger that you are, the better that it is when to get your life insurance policy, because it only goes up as you get older.
And it only accumulates as you get older.
Right.
I do want to explain universal life and whole life. They serve the same purpose.
Mm-hmm.
They do the same thing. It's an insurance policy that you have for your whole entire life. Whole life is guaranteed. The cash value is guaranteed. The death benefit is guaranteed. Universal life is flexible. So when I say flexible, I'm saying is if you have a death benefit of $100,000, right? Say that $100,000death benefit probably costs you about $30 a month,
mm-hmm.
right? You have the option to go up and it's flexible. So you have the option to go up and down with your death benefit, which give people who are going through hard times or you know, might not want to spend $30 a month, it gives them the option to spend less.
Right.
So universal life gives you the option to go up and down with your premium. Also go up and down with your death benefit. It also builds cash value at an interest rate as well. So if it's a high interest rate, your cash value might go up. But the only downside is that if the economy going bad and it's down, it might go down a little bit.
Right.
But the pros outweigh the con. Universal life is cheaper than whole life because, of course, whole life is guaranteed. Mm-hmm. The cash value is guaranteed. But you can't move your premium. Right. Like, if your premium is $60, it's $60. It's not yet. You can't go up or down. It's what it is. You have the option to go up and down. Your cash value go up and down. And the IRS can't touch it.
I mean, right there, just, you know, just talking about the money that you can just get. I know that's what do it for me. The money that even if I'm not looking to die within the next few years, whatever the case may be, but if you telling me that in 5 to 10 years I really can just up and go to, but where do I go? Like,
you will call the company,
uh-huh.
and you will request for a life settlement or a life loan. That's what they call it.
A life loan.
Yeah, a life settlement or a life loan.
And if I can
get, and that's that, not mandatory to pay it back, guys. It's not mandatory. It would just decrease your death benefit. But if you feel like at 50 years old or whatever, how old you are, you might feel like you don't need $100,000 to get buried. So you taking 30K out, you're like, okay, it's just 30K. I can get buried with 5K. I can get buried with 10K. You get what I'm saying? Like, so it's your choice to put that back. It's your choice to put it back. It's not mandatory. But just know that takes away from your death benefit.
Right. And like, is it exactly what you're saying? You don't need $100,000. You don't need 80, 70, 60. You don't need none of that. So it's just like, at a certain amount of time, and I think that's the biggest thing that I want people to know, like, especially for people out here that just really don't got it. You get what I'm saying? And I mean, that's just for you to look inside yourself. Like, nobody judging, but like, if you don't have it. Because some people just kind of like, yo, I don't got life insurance because I don't even got nothing extra to put to something that I don't even, that I don't even see. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, what would you tell that person to kind of like encourage them to kind of, I guess, dig deep or kind of like strategize to make that? Because it's just like, if the person that don't have it, they kind of like, oh, I don't need to think about it right now. I'm young. Like,
Was it any
stories or anything that you might just could just, I don't know, make relevant to that situation? Because I mean, like, I'm telling you, like, a lot of young niggas don't have it just because they just feel like they're young.
So I would tell them, being young, that's the best way to get life insurance. You get so much more for so less being young, for one. I would say like a 21-year-old could probably get like $1 million life insurance, probably for like $40, $50. Mm-hmm. Being 21 years old. And I would also ask them, like, what do you aspire to be? Do you want to be an entrepreneur? Do you want to go to school? Like, what do you want to do with your life? Like, do you want to start your, like, do you want to go to trucking school? Like, do you want to buy a truck? Like, because all of that matters when it comes to life insurance, because that money is going to help you. It's a stepping stool for you to be a better person, to get what you need to do. Even if you want to use that money to pay for a book for school, you want to use that money to buy your truck, you want to use that money to start your boutique. Like, all that money matters when you get older. And I always tell parents to get kids policies. If I had a child policy, I would probably be way more further than I was at 18 years old. Can you imagine a child cashing out 20 grand at 18 of tax deferred money? Yeah, we've seen it. No taxes are being taken out.
Last summer. But no, but yeah, no taxes, no, for sure. Like, no, I agree, and I feel like, I mean, this a learning spot for me too, because yeah. You know what I mean, but I'm definitely was one of them ones that's like,
you know, to take it a step further, like, you know, even when you're young, like, you might have kids, whether you know, it don't matter, you can be shit 18 with a kid. Taking it off of yourself, you think of your child. So even if you don't need $100,000 to be buried. Obviously, you don't. If your child is your beneficiary, at least you know you're leaving something behind, and you know your kids is good when you're gone. So that's another way to think about it. It's like, you know, instead of just thinking of yourself, think of the people that you're leaving behind. Even if you don't have kids, you make your mother a beneficiary. Like you said, we live in a very treacherous city. Like, your mother might outlive you. You never know. So, you know, you have your mother as a beneficiary. If you don't have no kids, at least your mother gonna pay for you. She can pay for to bury you, and she has some money left over for whatever else that she needs to take care of. Because who knows
the bills you left her?
Yeah, because who knows what debt you accumulated, and now she's stuck with
your mom,
exactly,
or your child.
It's stuck to with your family, so somebody has to pay for it. So if you have life insurance, that's something that will cover it. And also another thing is, even if you work a 9-to-5. I would suggest it's best to have more than just the policy that you get from work.
I'm about to touch on that.
It's always good to have more than one life insurance policy. My cousin, he has 3 kids. He has 3 life insurance policies, 1 through his job and 2 that he outsourced, you know, through the internet, finding it outside. Right. And his kids are good. If something happens to him, his kids, they're good. Like, because right. it's not just $100,000 policies. Like, he's taken out, like, $500,000 for his entire family. So if anything happens to him, his kids is good. He's not paying that much each month. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's one, I guess, one out into the bar, for real. Like, if you think about it like that, like, especially as a guy, we kind of like going to the bar. We buying people shots. We doing whatever.
Case and that's your policy money right there.
That's what I'm
y'all
saying.
Y'all spending quadruple that.
Right.
Yeah. But, I mean, again, like, we just needed to know. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we talked about it before, and I can't remember exactly what it was. But, and I know you were saying, like, some of it's, like, not tax or whatever case may be. But we was talking about how stuff get left over for your family. What's we talked about something where it doesn't get left. Did we talk about something where the money that might get left to your kids
between the trust
people
and the
can't
will.
Take it or some shit like that or
between
the trust
will
or something
will.
Like that.
Yeah, so the
I
trust,
can't remember.
The trust can't be taxed. Well, it can to a certain extent, but. Necessarily, no, the trust can't be taxed or anything. So the government can't come and say, oh, yeah, you did this and that or whatever, then we need to take from this. The trust is yours. Like, your trust, whatever you leave behind for your kids, little trust fund babies or whatever, like, that's their money. Like, it can't be touched. They get it whenever they turn 18 or whatever age that you put the limitation to. Like, it's not going to be taxed. That's theirs. Gotcha. However, the will can.
So I want to touch on two things real quick. The first one I want to talk about work. A lot of people that work for the state or the government, you know, I want you guys to, if y'all have life insurance through your companies, I want y'all to get an expert to read over your contract on what type of policy that you have. Government policies or state policies, they depreciate. They depreciate over 5% every year. So if you work for the government at 26 years old, and you still work for the government at 60, I don't want you to be surprised that when you go look at your life insurance policy that you don't really have nothing in there. Because government policy depreciates by 5 to 10% every single year. That's why us agents, we pride you guys on getting policies outside of you guys' jobs. And your employment don't tell you that. They're not going to tell you that. And a lot of people get to age 50 and 60 years old thinking that they have all this money and then go into, you know, their work information and realize that they don't have any money. And that's because it's been depreciating since they were 25 years old, 30 years old. It's been depreciating every year since you started working for that government company or that state company. So always get a life insurance policy outside of your job. I had a client last year, an older client. She was in a wheelchair. And I actually got her a policy. But she thought that she had a policy through the government because she worked for the government. This was from a guy in D.C. She thought she worked for the government. And she was like, I'm looking on my contract, blah, blah, blah. And they was like, I only have $10,000 of life insurance. And I'm like, I had like $100,000, whatever like that. So I'm going over her contract and I'm letting her know, like, this depreciates by the 10% every year. You've been with the government how many years? You're about 60, 70 years old?
So about 30 years.
Yeah, you've been with the government since you was in your late 20s, 30s. It's been depreciating every year since you started working. That's why you're only left with $10,000 worth of life insurance. That's why you have to now get new life insurance at 60-something years old. Now it's going to cost you... an arm and a leg because you're 60 years old, you're elderly, and now you got to pay all this money for life insurance because you thought that you had life insurance through your job, and it doesn't work like that. And I want people to know to always have your own separate policy outside of your government job or your state job because they're not going to tell you that. or get a agent to read over your contract.
So, and that's why, like I was saying, for the person, I wanted to know the easiest way for the person who don't. Because I maybe, like, the people who do work their 9-to-5s with the government, the city, whatever the case may be, it's kind of like an automatic thing. Like, it's like, why not get life insurance? That's just another $15, $20 they're going to take out my check. Cool. But for the person that's like, I mean, just to be honest, like the entrepreneur that is finessing everything. So it's kind of like the first step into that, because it's just like, even with health insurance, it's kind of like you got to super shop hard for that, especially if it's not coming through the job. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. All those type of insurances. So, I mean, I really wanted people to hear this just because, like, just the benefits, for real, the benefits of the money you can take out and the money you can leave behind, because obviously we see that people ain't leaving shit behind but bills. So it's just, it's
one more
tough.
Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. One more thing. It's a little secret, but I'm going to tell you guys.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you guys. It's a little secret, but
I'm supposed to be able to hit the
God
right
forbid.
There.
Oh, I got
don't even worry.
God forbid anything happens to anybody. I don't want nothing to happen to anybody. But I do want to let you guys know that do not get conned by these funeral homes. Do not. Do not let these funeral homes tell you that it costs $50,000, $30,000 to bury this person. They're going to take whatever you give them, okay? Mm-hmm. Do not let them tell you. Like, don't even go to the funeral home and ask them how much anything costs. Tell them how much you have. They will work with you. They will work with you. Because if you tell them how much your policy was for, they will tell you, oh, if your policy was $50,000, they're going to tell you, okay, this costs $50,000. Do not tell them how much anything was for. Don't give them any information. You tell them how much you want to spend. You tell them, I want this done for $15,000. I want this done for $10,000. They will work with you. They will take it. But if you go in there telling them, like, I had an insurance policy cashed out for this amount of money, they're going to take you for that amount of money.
That's the same way it is, like, when a nigga try and get a girl. You got to just say, I got this much. Don't tell them how much you got. Like, man, they going to try to rock you for all that. Remember when everybody used to get the land checks? When everybody was getting land checks. I know we talked about something serious, but that just made me think about that. Man, if they knew how much you was getting monthly, what they would... But anyway, go ahead.
Crack your ass. No, but Nick, what you was mentioning earlier of, you know, the guy who doesn't work the 9-to-5 or the lady doesn't work the 9-to-5, like... I don't want to say everybody got a car, but everybody got a car. You know what I'm saying?
Mostly.
So most people have a car. So, you know, your insurance is already going to reach out to you, you know, when you get your car insurance to be like, hey, do you want to bundle that? You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, we have home insurance and we have life insurance. We got this and that. So that's already a resource like Coco, like Chanel mentioned earlier. Like, that is your first resource. Like, and then, like, you know, you don't just have car insurance. Like, for instance, like, you know, you might live in an apartment, whatever, or a home. You have home insurance. You
have
renter's insurance. You need it. Like, you have to have it. So always reach out to those people and say, hey, what else do you offer? Because, you know, if you don't know the first step to take, like, go to what you already have, and that's going to make it easier for you.
I mean, this, and I feel like if you was listening, you definitely got some nuggets from this. I just wanted to take a pause moment to get some real shit out. For real, I wanted people to get some of this, because again, you know, a lot of people gonna act like they know. And I mean, even for a long time, like, we had see people online and stuff trying to kind of like get people to buy into life insurance, but I don't know, for whatever reason, it really wasn't attractive. Like, and maybe because their pitch just was wrong.
But you have to vet your agents out as well. You have to.
They want some of that. They want some of that.
You have to see who wants the commission,
right?
And who wants to help. See, I never been in it for commission. Which the commission is good, but that was never my passion. Like, I had a brother that was murdered, that was shot over 15 times, died in front of my face. And I had just started life, I had just started life insurance, and I was supposed to, that week, meet up with him to get him life insurance. And that week ended up being the week that he was murdered or whatever. And my brother always said, like, he proud of me. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Like, I'm really glowing up. Like, I'm showing out, all that stuff. So to me, I felt like his death personally was a sign for me to, like, really help other people. Like, because I never seen nobody die before. Like, that was my first time seeing somebody die. So I literally, like, watched him, like, die, like, eyes closed. Like, he was going cold. Like, every 5 minutes he was going cold. So it was like, okay, he was always proud of me. He was always, like, in tune to what I was doing. He liked what I was doing. And so for me, it's like, okay.
It was your motivation.
It was my motivation because my brother was sitting in the morgue for weeks, in university morgue for weeks, because there was nowhere for his body to go. Mm-hmm. And even after those weeks when he came out the morgue, he was sent to a funeral home and he was still sitting there. So if... For me, I felt like if I would have got to him in time and did the life insurance, he wouldn't have been, his body wouldn't have been sitting for so long. Like, as a person, can you imagine somebody move on to heaven and then their body just sitting, like, nowhere to go? Like, that's like, I feel like that's like kind of like stopping them from moving on a little bit. Like, their body not at peace. So, with that, it was like, okay, I have to educate other people on the importance of getting this and why and getting it soon. Because if I wasn't at a place when my brother passed, I wasn't at a place financially where I could like just come out my pocket and be like, all right, we doing this, we doing that. I mean, now I can. Now I can. But back then I wasn't at a place where I could like, all right, boo 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 boo, we doing this, we doing that. All right, get the cash, da da da, all that. I wasn't at that place. If I would have got to him sooner,
things would be different.
Things would have been different. He would have been at peace sooner. He wouldn't have been just sitting around in university more. He wouldn't have been sitting at Wiley funeral more. You get what I'm saying? Like, everybody kind of wouldn't have been stressing. So that was my motivation. That was my passion to, like, nobody should have to go through that. Like, I don't want to go through that. I want nobody else to go through that. That was traumatizing. After already seeing my brother, like, die and going cold and then already know that his body just sitting somewhere cold, like needing to move on at peace. Like, I feel like as a community that we all just need to like really protect each other, protect ourselves, like really just get on this trend where as though like we're not leaving nobody behind. If we die today, tomorrow, let's make sure that we bury, you know, like right then and there so we can be at peace. Let's make sure, like, our bills are taken care of. Let's make sure our moms and our pops are good. Let's make sure our kids are good so they ain't got to, you know, your kids might got to pay your bills because you gone. Let's make sure that we're taking care of that. Like, you don't want to leave no burden or no stress on your children. Your children should be able to live, like, free and live happy without having to worry about, oh, my father left me with all these bills and this house that I can't take care of and things like that, so... Like, I really feel like us as a community really got to hop on this. I don't want to say trend, but in other communities, it's a trend.
We want
to
make it a trend.
It's a trend. I really want us to hop on this trend and really, like, do something with it, build generational wealth, take money from it. I don't care if y'all want to flip houses. This is a way for y'all to flip houses. Yeah, y'all want to flip houses? Y'all want to buy real estate? This is the way for y'all to buy real estate. This is an asset. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is an asset. They don't ask you this when you go into the bank. They don't ask you this for no reason. You, like, think about it. Why would they ask you, do you have a life insurance policy when you go to the bank? It's an asset.
No, for sure.
It matters.
No, and I thank you for this. You get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like as much as it, got to me, it's gonna get to a lot of people that's like me for sure, and just a lot of people that probably just, whether they needed to hear the story, whether they needed to just tighten up, whether like they working at a job and that's something that they just was like, I don't need to add that. Now they might think about it. So I mean, I appreciate you coming on here, giving your expertise. People don't even expect it to come from somebody that look like us, for real, for real. So maybe, I mean, hopefully.
And that was my whole goal.
Yeah, I mean, you look good. Y'all come in, y'all really look like y'all, I don't know. Like, y'all ain't
like y'all. We'll be talking about this.
Yeah, y'all ain't about to die no time soon.
No. This is about living, okay? Yeah. This is about borrowing money while you alive, okay?
Obviously, y'all living.
Let me tell you how many investments I got, okay? But when anyway. I turn 40, girl.
But, yeah, I appreciate y'all listening, and I appreciate you for coming and giving us this knowledge, for real, for sure. Is there anything else you want to say before I just, you know what I mean, let these people go call and sign up for their insurance?
Leave your kids.
Is there any other questions? Do you have any questions? Oh, I already answered your question.
Look, yeah, answer this leave question your already. Kids with money. Don't leave them with debt. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're an entrepreneur, this is for you. If you're a business savvy, this is for you. Even if you have a job and you're looking to retire soon, this is for you. Get life insurance. It's an asset. It accumulates money. It's for everybody. If you want to start a business, you want to sell real estate, you want to buy a tractor trailer, like, this is for you. Like, this is money. This is tax deferred money. The IRS cannot touch it. Once again, the IRS cannot touch your money. Sure. It's tax deferred. So every penny that you get is yours.
All right. Thank y'all for listening. You know what I mean? Till next time.
And you can reach me at Chanel Malone.
Oh, yeah.
And my business page is Vic Agency. And let me get my number.
Yeah. No.
Oh, girl.
They get all that. Don't even worry about that.